With the recent outbreak of the Zika virus in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health is making every effort to educate Jamaicans on the possible complications of the illness. Microcephaly, a congenital condition often associated with incomplete brain development, is one such complication. Director of Communication and Public Relations at the National Family Planning Board, Diane Thomas, says Jamaicans must be responsible in their actions to help delay and prevent pregnancies at this time. Ms. Thomas recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss microcephaly and the steps Jamaicans can take to protect their reproductive health.
What are the consequences of this? What would a person have to deal with in caring for a child with microcephaly?
Have you ever seen the diagrams? Because there's been quite a bit of information that has been floating around. With the baby who has microcephaly, you will find that their head is abnormally small. Mm-hmm. And a correlate of that is a small brain.
So it affects cognitive abilities?
So it is going to affect cognitive ability. Oh. So that, in essence, can also lead to, and various individuals with microcephaly, it has been shown, don't display the very same cognitive issues.
So it varies.
So you might find that a child is even though their head is smaller, their abilities are a little better than someone else's. Mm-hmm. Epilepsy has also been associated with microcephaly.
I see.
But
so seizures.
See, precisely. And if you've ever had to deal with anyone who has seizures,
yes.
Think of how frequent those episodes are.
So disruptive.
How disruptive, yeah. How traumatizing it can be for the family and for the child.
That's right.
This child might be crying literally nonstop because of the pain that they're in. So what we don't want, we want Jamaicans to be proactive. Again, not reactive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is reason enough for you to stop and think. Would you want to put yourself through, it's not even like 18 years where you can say, okay, at the end of 18 years, the child will be off to wherever.
Yes.
This child is going to be with you for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
The decision is yours. Right now, you have the power in your hands. The decisions you make now can affect your future. It can affect the future of this child.
And there's also an ethical responsibility we have to the unborn. We have to our children. Mm-hmm. When we are making decisions, we have to think about the impact of those decisions on human lives.
Precisely, because it's not exactly ranked at the same level, but it's just like the pregnant woman who is cautioned not to smoke because of the effect it can have on the baby.
And who does nonetheless because of her desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a kind of a selfishness that is really criminal. It, you know, because it's affecting the life of someone else. So that people react to this matter of delaying pregnancy by saying, "Well, you know, that's our right. You know, where does government come from now? You know, telling us what to do and how to conduct our lives."
You do, in fact, have sexual and reproductive rights. You know. Mm-hmm. You do have them, but it is how you exercise those rights with responsibility that matters. It makes the distinction.
Director of Communication and Public Relations at the National Family Planning Board, Diane Thomas, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song Grand Finals. Let's get together and feel all right. As a top 10 finalist, vie for top gospel honors Sunday, July 31, Ren Williams Entertainment Center, 7 p.m. with Reverend Glenn Graham. Adults 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate, children under 12, 500. Tickets at Sanctus Bookstore, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and jcdcjamaica.com. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Grace Kennedy Money Services, Bob Marley Group of Companies, Damn Copy, and KSAC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.